This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing a public rallies in Madha in Maharashtra. Late in the day, Mr. Modi will seek support for Mahayuti candidates from Usmanabad and Latur. In Latur, he will hold a public rally for the party candidate Sudhakar Shrangare, who is contesting against Dr. Shivaji Kalge of the Congress. In Usmanabad, the Prime Minister will be canvassing for NCP Ajit Pawar candidate Archana Patil, who is contesting against Om Prakash Rajan M. Balkar of Shiv Sena UBT. In Telangana, all major parties have intensified the campaign to woo voters following closure of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has accused Congress of spreading misinformation that the BJP will end reservations after crossing 400 seats. Addressing media persons in Guwahati today, he said that these claims are baseless and unfounded. Mr. Shah assured that BJP supports reservations for scheduled caste, scheduled tribes and other backward classes. He claimed that the BJP is getting a great response across the country. In Manipur, repolling is underway in 6 polling stations in outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. Repolling has been held today in 5 polling stations in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Earlier, the Election Commission of India announced that the voting process in these polling stations, conducted on April 26th, is void and directed for repolling. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET examination, has been postponed from 16 June to 18 June this year. The UGC has taken this decision following feedback from the candidates. UGC added that the UGC NET will be conducted in OMR mode across the nation on a single day. The UGC NET is a standardized test to determine the eligibility of Indian nationals for assistant professor as well as junior research fellowship and assistant professor in Indian universities and colleges. At least 4 Maoists are reported to have been killed in the encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. According to sources, this encounter is going on in the forest of Abujmar of Narayanpur district. Based on intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was sent to the area. Fierce gun battle is going on between security forces and Maoists in the forest. Security forces are carrying out a search operation in the area. India has rejected the recent report in the Washington Post on the alleged assassination plot of Khalistani terrorist Gurpatwant Singh Panoon. Responding to media queries on the story in the U.S. Daily, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it makes unwarranted and unsubstantiated imputations on a serious matter. He said there is an ongoing investigation of the high-level committee set up by Government of India to look into the security concerns shared by the U.S. government on networks of organized criminals, terrorists and others. He added that speculative and irresponsible comments on it are not helpful. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions to continue over South Peninsula India, including Telangana, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry, to the next 4 days. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will also prevail over West Bengal, Sikkim, Gujarat, Odisha and Bihar till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants LSG will take on Mumbai Indians at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, defeated Delhi Capitals DC by 7 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Led by spinner Varun Chakrabarty's attacking spell, KKR restricted DC to 153 in the stipulated 20 overs. KKR's mystery spinner Varun finished with an excellent figures of 3 for 16 in 4 overs, while Vaibhav Arora and Harshit Rana bagged 2 wickets each. In women's cricket, India will take on hosts of Bangladesh in the second match of the 5 T20 series in Sylhet today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.